I'm back with another episode. This is episode 83. Still in the Mom's Mindset series. Today I'm going to be talking about investing in yourself. A topic that we moms don't like to discuss, don't like to think about, just because it includes ourselves, right? Because we're so used to doing everything for everybody else. No one does anything for us, and we don't even do anything for ourselves. So I'm going to be discussing about what it means to invest in yourself, why you should do it, and the results of doing it. So listen up, moms, let's get our mindset back and work in order. We have things to accomplish. So, what does it mean to invest in yourself? When you invest in yourself, you are making decisions in every aspect of your life. You're trying to make a positive, mindful changes, positive and mindful habits that improve every area of your life. It could be your finances, your career, your health, your relationships, on and on and on. And if you invest in yourself, it is just a proven fact that everything around you will be different. Everyone around you in your small circle will be different. I think a big thing that stops people from investing in themselves is just the fact that we don't believe that we are worth it. And that's a hard pill to swallow, because no, I love myself, yeah, but we don't think we are worth the investment. And yes, I'm talking about money investment. So what I think is important for you to do first is just recognize that you are worth it. Your improvement is worth it. Staying the same for 5, 10, 15 years is not okay. It's not giving, as the young people say. So think about your dreams, maybe your dreams before you became a mother or a wife. What did you want to do? Think about those goals that you set that maybe you haven't accomplished yet. And once you're clear on that, find someone who has done what you want to do and pay them to teach you. That's the part. Pay them to teach you. If they've already done it, they've already accomplished it, why not get the knowledge, the experience from them instead of trial and error? I'm not saying don't try and don't make error. I'm not saying that. But if you want a quicker, a more efficient way, find someone who's done it. Pay them to teach you. And I'll use myself as an example. So just this podcast alone, I always had the idea. I listened to different podcasts. I'm like, maybe I can speak and use my voice to help others. And I went on that search. Okay, who has done this? Yeah, I could Google search and say how to start a podcast, what do you need? And I was doing that for a while and it wasn't getting me anywhere and I didn't start anything. But then I found someone And if you're interested, her name is Stephanie Gass. She teaches women how to build their business online using a podcast. And that's exactly what I did. And yes, it was an investment, but I am so glad I did it. Saved me time, saved me money, saved me energy, saved me the mental capacity, because she already figured it out. She told me what I needed, how to do it, 1, 2, 3, and I started it. It was easier than I was even making it seem. So pay someone to do it for you. Figure out what you want to do. See how they've done it, because they're always sharing their stories and strategies free. But then if you want, you know, the more detailed way of going about it, you're going to have to pay for that. And that is okay. We pay for our kids to do music lessons, and I'm a big proponent of that. We pay for them to get tutoring, pay for sports, we pay for them for all these things. But why can't we take some of that money and pay for some of the things that we want, that we would love to do? So this is just a cut and dry episode, but I am encouraging you to invest in yourself, because once you do that, your mindset will be different. Remember, we've just talked about getting the everyday rhythm back in your life. We talked about resting. Invest in yourself is the next big thing, because once you're rested, once your body is recovering, you will get clarity on those things that you have always wanted to do. And of course, I can share those things. Like I said, I wanted to have a podcast. I also want to create a children's book, and that is coming soon. But am I going to pay someone to teach me how to do it? Yes, I sure am. I'm just looking for the right person who can show me. And there are many people out there, and you just have to figure out who resonates with you. And if you like what they've done, replicate it. So I'm just encouraging you again, invest in yourself, invest in your relationship. Someone who has been through, there's nothing common, nothing uncommon. What is the scripture? Everything that has happened to people, it has happened to people before you. So you're not the first one to do it. So find someone who has done it, who has been successful, who has made mistakes, but they've learned from them and they're sharing it. And use what they're saying in your relationship, in your career. You want to change careers? Find somebody who did what you did. Who did what you want to do. I'm tongue-tied this morning. So not only your career, not only your relationship, your health. Find a health coach. There are so many out there. And I thank God every day for my father, who, when I was struggling with my health when I was younger, he found somebody. And his name is Dr. Malkmus. And he has the Hallelujah Acres. And he literally changed our lives. And I'm so grateful. So your health, your career, your relationships, your anything that you want to improve on, find someone who's done it and replicate it by paying for it. And you'll get the knowledge and you will make it into something that you can be proud of. That's what I'm encouraging you to do. And I hope you take my advice.